Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey, everybody. I want to talk today about shifting from anger and fear into gratitude. And I want to go a little bit deeper around this based on our special situation that we're all facing together. It seems like that fear and anger are very appropriate and heightened emotional responses that people are having right now. People are having a wide range of responses, actually, emotional responses, which is to be expected. And because this is something that is continuing for a long time that we don't have a lot of control over, and there's a lot of unknowns, it's important to understand how to not only control our emotions and express them, but how to use them in a way that actually serves us. And here's the reason I say that. If we don't have an idea about how we're experiencing what's actually happening emotionally, and whether we know if the experience that we're having is affecting us in our immediate situation personally, like our own immediate situation, in a way where it's detrimental to what we want, then there's not like an intellectual reason to begin to change it. Like a person could come up and say, don't be afraid, don't be in anger. And yet, it's like, but this is my world. This is what's happening. This is how I feel. And that's all fine and well. But I think that if we really understand that making that internal shift does wonders, not only for our own emotional health, but it really does wonders for understanding how we create what it is that we want. So I'm going to give you a little bit from The Science of Getting Rich, the chapter on gratitude, just to kind of set this up a little bit as why gratitude is important. It's not just important because it makes a conscious change, but it's important for the overall ideal for what we want to create in our life, especially for breaking through like major obstacles and challenges that we're having. So here's what Waddles has to say about this. He says, to secure this harmonious... Hang on 1 second. Let me back up 1 second. He says that you will see that in order to create what you want during this time, it becomes necessary to relate yourself to the formless intelligence in a harmonious way. So that's God, spirit, energy, universe. We need to relate ourselves to the creative energy in the universe to continue to create opportunities for us to be able to move forward. He says, to secure this harmonious relationship, it's a matter of such primary and vital importance that I'll give some space to its discussion here. I will give you instructions which, if you follow them, will be certain to bring you into the perfect unity mind with God. So think God, spirit, universe, energy, okay? Now, why is that important? Because everything comes from one source. Everything comes from one source, and it comes through the physical. The spiritual comes through, it manifests through the physical. So it doesn't, and the other thing is that the spiritual or the energy doesn't have a choice. It has to manifest through the physical. And the physical determines what that energy actually turns into. So with human beings, it's how we're using our intellect to form an image in our mind of what we want, and how to use our emotional state to bring our emotions into integrity with our thinking, with our intellect, and then what is the behavior or the actions that we take on a repeated basis that are in harmony with the thought, the emotions, the feeling, and the action so that we can create what we want. But this is something that's very important in our new life structure. The new life structure suggests that most of the channels of the way things are distributed have changed. And it's, I keep repeating this in most of my podcasts, everybody that I talk to. Excuse me. Why do I keep repeating it? Because unconsciously, we're wired to expect things to come to us from the old channels of distribution. And the old channels of distribution have a lot to do with physical contact. It has a lot to do with relationship building. It has a lot to do with where and how we show up other than on an internet. And so it's unconscious, meaning that the direction of our expectation, which is constantly going for things to come in our life, is wired to think about it coming in from a different channel. So we need to consciously go in and actually change that. And if we're in anger, if we're in frustration, if we're in fear, what ends up happening is that we attach those emotions to the things that we desire, and it causes us not to see the opportunity that lies in front of us, because anger, frustration, fear creates an image based on whatever it is that we're afraid of, and that becomes the image that we're holding in our mind. It's also followed by worry, fear, doubt, all of those things being expressed based on the suggestion of the information that's coming into us on a regular basis. Like, you can't even find anything on the news right now that has like really something other to do with the virus. Like, it's all about the virus and the situation that the virus caused us to be in. And you're not hearing about, you know, the regular news that's going on in the world, which is really interesting, because it becomes very difficult then to not take into consideration what the virus has actually caused in our lives and focus on something different. So let's talk a little bit. Let's go a little further with this. He says the whole process of mental adjustment, changing our thoughts, and attunement can be summed up in one word, and that's gratitude. First, you believe, and this is important, you have to do it in this order. First, you believe that there is one intelligent substance in the universe from which all things proceed. So practicing gratitude without understanding what you're doing with it becomes a problem, because it you can't direct it correctly. He said, so you have to believe that there's that intelligent substance. And believe me, you can call it whatever you want. Second, you believe that this substance gives you everything that you desire. So I know that that's difficult for some people. Some people have no problem with it at all. For those of you that find it difficult, think about this, that everything in our material world has come from this intelligence in the universe, whatever it might be, that's where it's come from, okay? So in our life, everything comes to us based on how we're programmed or what we focus on in the world. And then thirdly, you relate yourself to it through a feeling of deep and profound gratitude. Now, it's interesting in this book, because the book that Waddles wrote was The Science of Getting Rich, and he also wrote The Science of Being Great and The Science of Being Healthy. In every case, in order to relate ourselves, so what he means by it is be in relationship with the creative energy of the universe, there's one door that creates that relationship, and that's gratitude. It is gratitude. So let's look at what happens here when we're actually dealing with something like anger, because it's important to also understand that anger is not a bad thing. Anger is a natural human emotion, and in many cases, anger can actually save your life. Like, in the right circumstances, being angry, having that energy, expressing that energy could save your life in the right cases. It's when anger is used in a destructive way that it's no good, or when we get stuck in anger in a way that we can't seem to get out of our own way to create what it is that we're actually looking for. So anger is an emotion that is coming out of our subconscious mind. So I'll put an A here for anger. Now, we also, at the same time in our subconscious mind, we have a desire for what it is that we want. So I'll put DW there. Our conscious mind basically holds an image of whatever it is that it's observing physically. So we have senses. We see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. And those senses are constantly observing everything in our environment. Environment being made up of people, places, and things. It feeds back that information. We get the feedback and it creates an image. Now, within our environment, the environment is constantly suggesting things to us. What is it suggesting right now that's causing anger? It's suggesting that, well, there's a life-threatening illness out there. That's one thing. It's suggesting that we don't know when this is going to be over. It's suggesting that the economy is in some kind of free fall and collapse. It's suggesting that everybody is susceptible to the effects of the economy, the virus, staying at home, all of the things that have caused us to literally change life the way that we know it. And there's this desire to get back to the way life was, the way we've experienced life all of our life. So when those two things butt heads, because one says you can't, and the other one says I want to, what do we do with that energy when they actually meet? Well, for some people, they just become very angry about it because there's not a whole lot they feel that they can do. So it's all about really the relationship that we're actually having with anger. And we have to understand that it is a relationship. Everybody has a relationship with anger. Everybody has a relationship with fear. To pretend that it doesn't exist, or to pretend that the suggestions of what could go wrong don't exist, That's really like, it's foolhardy. It's actually being in denial around what's going on. And you don't get to a place where you can kind of resolve that anger. So let's talk about what do we need to do to switch all of that energy, okay, into something that's actually really positive in our life, but not only positive, but extremely creative. So we have to remember that there's this desire. Now, the desire part of this is extremely important because the desire is basically an internal expression of what we want to experience externally. So we want to change our environment. We want to create different results in our life. So let's get really aware of what it is that we want, okay? We have to get to a place of something that I call surrender. Surrender is when we understand the new situation and we understand that there's things about this situation that we literally can't change right now. So what can't we change? We can't change the social distancing. We can't change the idea that we have to work from home, basically, or whatever your own specific situation is. Anything that's been created by the virus or the economy or the shelter in place that has affected your life, right now, we can't change it. So if we stay in resistance, if we stay in denial, if we stay in rebellion, we're going to be in anger. Those things are going to create anger. So the idea that you're not surrendering is part of what's actually causing the anger because you're in such resistance to what's going on. And last but not least in there, probably one of the most important things, is that it gives us a feeling of not being in control of our own life. Like, I can't control this, and it's pissing me off that I can't control it. But why is it pissing you off? Because you have not surrendered to the new rules. Why is it important to surrender to the new rules? Well, number one, because without potentially harming someone else, you can't change these rules right now. So the idea is that if I surrender to it, what can I do? I can learn to live inside the rules, but I can also learn to become extremely productive inside of these rules. So what happens is we understand that we're angry. Now, here's what I want to say. make it okay to be angry. Make it okay. Like if you have to spend a certain amount of time every day being in anger around this, it's absolutely okay. I want you to know that from like a brotherly, sisterly kind of relationship that we all have, it's okay to be angry. It's absolutely okay. But you want to understand the relationship. Anger gone too long or not expressed can be very damaging. So however you need to express it, take a half an hour out of your day or whatever you need and express that anger. Maybe you write it down. Maybe you have a conversation with somebody. Maybe you scream into a pillow. Maybe you go for a run. Do something to get the anger, to move the anger energetically out of your body, okay? But set a time aside where you can do that. One of the great things about that is over a short period of time, you will see a relief in that anger. Now, the rest of the day, work on surrendering to the situation. Surrendering is a mental adjustment, saying, okay, I understand I can't do everything about this. I don't have to like it, but I can surrender to it. And I can surrender to it by shifting the anger when I'm not expressing it into gratitude. Now, it's not just gratitude, but it's gratitude for what? So we're actually looking for things to be grateful for. We can do family. We can do friends. We can do business. We can do like great things that are happening in the world. Whatever it is, we want to find things in our life to be grateful for. So I'm grateful for the things that I have. I'm grateful for my company and how it helps people. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for good health. I'm grateful for my dog. Like, make a list of the things that you're grateful for and then expand it out. I'm grateful for the opportunities that this situation has created to help people. I'm grateful for the idea that we all have to learn to think in a new and innovative way. We have to really kind of focus on ourselves in a non-narcissistic way, but in a way to get to know ourselves better and what do we need in life and how are we going to use this to help other people. So you have to really sit down and ask yourself, what can you be grateful for? It's a very important exercise, because if you don't know, then just saying, hey, be grateful, sounds kind of like an asinine thing when we have a very serious situation going on and you're frustrated with it. I totally get that. So write down the things that you're grateful for. Now, when you do this, let's talk about the relationship to the creative intelligence. That, I'm going to write spirit, but you can also do energy or God, whatever you want. As that flows into us, because it's always moving to and through us. It never stops, okay? I'm making this, if you look at the diagram, it kind of looks like, oh, it starts and stops, but it doesn't start and stop. It's always moving to and through us. It's always moving to and through everything. Spirit is 100% equally present in all places at the same time. And the intelligence in that energy is 100% present in all places at the same time. So as it's coming through us, the question is, what are we using that energy for? Because here is something very vital to know. That energy is either increasing, let me change this. It's always increasing whatever it flows through. So if you're stuck in anger or you're stuck in frustration, then it's increasing the result of that, the images that you're holding in your mind based on the idea of anger. So it's increasing the possibility that that's what you create in your life. If you change the image, it allows you to see something different. You change the relationship with spirit, with the creative energy. So now what starts to come is a different image. And that's the image of what it is that you desire based on the surrender. So it's not the same as before. It's surrendering to what is. And as we surrender to what is, we change that image. But now what we're doing is we're correlating gratitude with that image. We're not coming from fear. We're not coming from anger. We're not coming from resisting what's actually happening, because we've surrendered to it. So the image changes. Now the image and the gratitude are in harmony with what we want. Very much in harmony with what we want. And being in harmony with what we want, we're corresponding, we're communicating with that energy in order to, number one, move those opportunities into our life. So we're going to harmonize with opportunities that are available to us that have the ability to bring us what we desire. Very important. Number two, it allows the mind to focus in on what it looks like. Now, it may not show up in your life exactly like the image that you're holding up, because it's going to come in the form of an opportunity. However, the opportunity in some way will resemble the image, meaning that you will be able to see an opportunity to get you to what it is, the image that you're holding, like get you to the end result that you want by what the opportunity looks like, okay? If the opportunity looks like you can move your business forward, you can move your sales forward, you can help other people, you can continue to do business, then you start to see that opportunity as like a possibility for bringing in what it is that you want and what it is that you desire. That allows you then to investigate it. It allows you to come up with a strategy, come up with a plan, maybe work with your team, and literally start using that opportunity to help other people and bring in what you want. And I think that if people would start bringing in what they want, if they could actually see evidence that they're bringing in what they want in their life, what's really important about that is it does wonders for our attitude. If all we see is things shutting down, leaving, not doing, we get into a no possibility thinking. It's kind of like all or nothing thinking. There's no possibility there. And we don't have any evidence. There's no evidence outside of us that this can actually change. This process gives you the evidence. And it's really through how you choose to have a relationship with the creative energy. Anger puts a relationship with the energy that is in conflict together. And gratitude puts you into a relationship that allows it to flow. It's a harmonious relationship. He goes on to say here, many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Having received one gift from God, they cut the wires which connect them with Him by failing to make acknowledgement. So that's why I say if you look at what it is that you're grateful for right now, because if you're not, everybody has something to be grateful for right now. You just have to look and acknowledge what it is. Think about what you were grateful for before the COVID happened, okay? Think about those things, because many of those things are still in your life. If we have those things in our life, but then instantly because a situation happened that we don't like, caused us to go into anger, we change the nature of the relationship with the divine. And we change the nature of the relationship with the divine. We must understand that the relationship with the divine is completely deductive in nature, meaning it doesn't have the ability to change what it is that you're commanding it to be with and through you and in your results. It doesn't have the ability to change it. It can only bring to you what you focus on a regular basis, and you have the control of that. Now, why is that? Because all the energy flows through physical things, and whatever the roadmap is in the physical thing determines what that thing becomes. So life, as we know it, all has some structured DNA. The DNA tells the energy what to do and what to become. And then you have a rose, or you have an oak tree, or you have a fish, or you have a moose, or you have a human being. In the human being, the nature of that energy changes into our physical body. That is our genetic DNA. And then we have a spiritual DNA, which involves our purpose and what we're actually here to do. I believe our life should be looking for that purpose, stepping into it, manifesting it in our life, acknowledging it. If we don't acknowledge it, we go to a place of ignorance. Like, we all have the ability to choose, and the ability to choose is a creative energy. It's a harmonious consciousness with the divine that allows us to create based on those conscious choices. But if we're not conscious about it, we go into an unconscious state, or an ignorant state. And we still make choices, but a lot of those choices, especially right now, are based on fear. Because we don't understand how the laws of the universe work. We don't understand that we create our own universe, our own mini universe. And we don't understand that the emotional state that we're in is not just like the emotional state that we're in, like whatever. It's a powerful creative force and has the ability to change the relationship and the ability to change what we're experiencing in life. So, to wrap this up, we acknowledge that there is a creative energy in the universe that brings us exactly who we're being in the moment. It doesn't have a choice. We're in relationship with that energy based on two things: our consciousness of it or our unconsciousness of it. Unconsciousness keeps us stuck in anger, fear, doubt, and worry. Consciousness is an enlightened state that allows you to consciously practice emotions that will bring you what you desire in a good way. Gratitude being right at the top of the list. Gratitude basically says, I'm consciously aware of what I have, what its purpose is in my life, how it came to me through this energy, God, spirit, energy, whatever. And that if I stay in that consciousness, it will keep bringing me the good that I desire. Now, last thing, you must consistently remember the channels of which it can come into your life for most people have changed. You must keep that into your consideration. And you have to look for opportunity in new channels. You can't look at the old way that we did things. Right now, the number one channel is our computers and the way that we interact with each other and for what it is that we need through the computer. It's also through the phone in communication, texting, phone calls, that type of thing. So think about that, because the internet is a very interesting kind of replica of the universe in a way, like metaphorically. Anything that you want is there, but you must do the work and you must do the investigation to find it. Stay in gratitude. Make your life fantastic.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.